When thinking of loud noises, do you think of your workplace? If you're lucky, then hopefully that's not the first thing that comes to mind. But there are people who are exposed to loud noise at work every day. Fortunately, a lot can be done to stop damage from noise. Above all, it's especially important to consider this as a real workplace risk. I want to welcome Mr. McShane, Health and Safety Coordinator of a famous British construction company. Mr. McShane, what are the main risks of working in a loud environment over a long period of time?
Good afternoon. Well, a lot of us are exposed to noise in the workplace every day, especially construction workers who are surrounded by loud equipment all the time. It is essential they understand that noise exposure over a long period of time can cause hearing loss. Those working in noisy environments, like in factories, on road construction, or at airports, are very much at risk. The same goes for anyone else working with power tools or heavy machinery.
What does an employer have to do to protect workers?
It is important to control the limits of noise damage by changing workplace practices. Moreover, we need to provide personal protective equipment and information and training to make employees aware of the dangers and required precautions. Finally, it is essential to regularly monitor the effectiveness of these measures.
What can be done to make this process an effective one?
Once a noise assessment has been completed, it should not just be stored and forgotten, never to be seen again. The noise assessment should act as the beginning of the process, not the end.
What are good practices to reduce and eliminate sources of noise?
There are many different ways to effectively reduce noise levels. These may include using quieter pieces of equipment, isolating vibrating machinery, positioning noisy machinery away from workers, limiting access by keeping people out of noisy areas, limiting the time spent in noisy areas. Additionally, where noise exposure is really high, employers must provide hearing protection to everyone and make sure it is used. Identify hearing protection zones with signs to show where hearing protection must be worn. Provide information, instruction, and training on how to use and maintain hearing protection.
Office workers are encouraged to have eyesight checks if they use display screen equipment regularly at work. What do you suggest regarding hearing checks?
Good question. Of course, hearing checks are another important and useful measure that has to be taken. For me, however, the most vital thing is that hearing checks are conducted by a qualified person.
Thank you very much for the interview, Mr. McShane.
Pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.